Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Summer hours officially begin next week. If you're not on the Patreon, you won't see no new episodes for 6 weeks, starting the week of July 30th through the week of August 4th.
You mean June 30th.
June 30th.
I was going to say, that doesn't start till next month.
Week of July, June 30th. There's 5 weeks in July, 1 week in August. We'll be back to 2 episodes. Well, I guess 1 episode main, starting August 11th. If you want to come back, hit the 5.
Hit that 5.
If you ain't got the 5, or I guess it would be the 10, then you're going to wait.
Gin and Juice is off.
Gin and Juice off. Their last episode Monday.
Mm. Ooh, wow.
And 5, hey. 4, hey. 3, hey. 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kimo Stay Chick.
That Chick Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Notification button. Bang it, bang it, bang it. It is our 5-year anniversary. Shout out, White Blessing. McCray and that white man. Y'all gave us a great kickoff episode when Angel's desk was low.
I didn't have a desk. I had a couch.
You did have a couch.
And they protested. And I was folks from the
first day
couches.
Was like, you ain't finna tie over no black
women
woman.
Women are equal.
Y'all better, equal. You better get her on your level, okay? Period.
Like my couch.
Period. I'm on my period.
Wow. I really liked my couch, but that's all right.
What did it last? I don't, how many episodes was
episode.
It? Yeah. Was it one?
It was one. In the comments, you looked at the comments the next day. And you're like, Josh, order the desk.
We got the mega desk.
Have it assembled in 2 days.
Assemble the desk.
You better say it.
Somebody asked, what are our favorite moments? Ooh, we had to get 5. Wow. Together as a group.
As a group?
Let Me Mantle You is just...
Oh, is that a classic
Let Me
one?
Mantle You is just gold.
Okay.
Let
okay.
Me Mantle You! Well, yeah. If we're getting 5 together, I know 1 margarita got to be in there. But Let Me Mantle You was really funny
is
to
that
me.
A good one.
I mean, I just really laugh. I know Jada and Will.
That's what I was about to say.
That one was up there. That's got to be.
Yeah,
Let Me Mantle You might not make it now.
I think the shock value of Let Me Mantle You is what took over.
Yeah.
But the Will and Jada, it was like when God, it was like God saying, this is where you all are supposed to be. I mean, the timing, we just sitting there talking about it, blah, 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 and look in the comments, it's on.
Man,
it's
what
so
a
good.
I think an early honorable mention is That Dick Angel. I know it's
that's
early
recent,
in the count.
But that
I know,
was,
I know that. I mean, that she
that
shined.
Dick Angel and Strap Chick Angel.
Strap Chick was. A good
I
one.
Wish you could.
Hey, bitch. Yeah.
Peter Kane was really funny to me.
Oh,
your mom.
It's still on her birthday. That's what people were putting in the comments of her post.
Peter Kane.
Yeah, she's that girl. Oh, we've had so many.
Bust a Nut is a good one.
Bustle
Nuts. Stephen A is. There's so many.
Okay,
if we have to rank them, 1 margarita is on the top 5.
I would say.
1 margarita is on the top 5. That was absolutely a moment. Entanglement for sure was a top tier episode. Man. I'm trying to think of what made me laugh the most.
Same. We've had so
many. We were trying to do those those knee up jumps.
The jumps.
Those knee up. I don't even know what that's called. Legs and hip and body. Body is a good one.
Oh, legs and hips and body. Yeah.
Stephen A. and Shannon is pretty good. Jarrellington. Kim Burrell is good too. Fried chicken. Those are just moments. We're talking about moments. There's so many moments, but I'm talking about fully episodes.
Fried
chicken really raced it up.
Because I would love
Walk Me Bow Wow.
Somebody you reposted that today.
Somebody reposted it, and I saw it in deep in the DMs. And I was like oh, bow, that wow. was such an early episode.
Like a Labradoodle. The desk barely had anything on it.
I know. Poor desk.
Poor desk. Look at who you came to see, the hairs, you better. That was The Bald and the Beautiful, wasn't it?
No, that was here.
Look at who you came to see, the hairs, you better. Was that here?
Mitch McConnell was a good here. One.
Mitch McConnell died that time.
Mm-hmm.
Died a little bit.
He died a little bit.
Yeah.
He's still holding on. That evil powers them.
That red, man, that gave him a battery in his back.
Man.
So many things.
His name is Kev on Stage was good. His name is Kev on Stage.
Yeah, Patti LaBelle singing to Tina Turner is probably one of the funnest ones I loved being able to do because let me tell you.
BS High was really funny too.
What was High?
BS High.
Yeah.
BS High was a good, solid episode.
BS High was solid.
Not just BS High. I wouldn't even think about that. I was thinking of City High, even though that wasn't a part of, it was just a pre-game.
You talking about me, you, and Tony?
Yes, it was. We were about to shoot here.
I wanted to shoot that again. I was thinking of like I want to shoot it like with real cameras, color correction. It was so funny. I want the full party. City High the drum.
Hey, why are you out here doing this? It's ridiculous.
That was funny. City High was really funny. That was a very natural conversation that led to, and then Tony just happening to be there was great.
Oh yeah. Tony always adds a nice little something.
Tony Bacon, and we just want to thank y'all.
Oh, Tony Bacon, that was a great moment when we conspired. Here is where
biscuits
the,
in there. That came from here.
Yeah, we conspired in that.
He said he's still gonna get his back for that, but he hasn't yet.
Yeah, Tony.
He can't.
Too.
He can't. He have to do something. What you gonna do? Send me celery? That's not gonna even have the same impact. Yeah. Like, if you send me something I want to eat, I'm not delivering it to nobody else.
I will cut it up and make.
He's
it
like, soup. Here's a whole bunch of grits with sugar. Oh, what? You're so crazy. Thank you. I'm eating. Right. Make me break my diet. That's not.
I'm gonna eat it.
It don't have the same impact. At most, you could annoy me. We at least tempted you.
Right. We did.
Yeah. So anyway, in any episode we don't see Kev's taco meat chest hair, well, you just ruin your chance for that.
Oh my God. Huh?
Huh? Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Single me out, Joshy.
No, I'm singling Angel out. We're
nah,
done.
Man.
Yes.
Single me out.
You know what? We.
So anyway, like
have to
I
say
said.
Nothing. Titty on shoulder.
I was going to say, I can feel the
arms
from his titty. I can feel
now it. Now my titty's on really shoulder. Yeah, and you caused this. Actually, now titty
I'm
meet scared. On shoulder
meet. I don't
meet.
Want him to come
I'm
over here.
I'm going to spray your tit if you keep on.
I put the camera on me, but I got scared. I don't want him to come over here.
Yeah, because it was about to be line. On the back of you.
Well, your arm is warm.
My arm is warm or it's cold?
Those are cold.
Yes, I was about to say, because your titty was hot.
You know that on a carry
it was hot.
Carry
so what is this? The sun and his nipples?
Anyway, we want to thank all of you who listen, who watch, who DM us, who came to the shows,
yes.
Who buy merch, Patreon, non-Patreon. Today we're all friends of the pod. We are truly, truly appreciative. Very few podcasts of any type last 5 years. I want to say at least 400 episodes. We average about 100. It's probably more than 500, honestly.
Yeah.
We've averaged about 100 a year.
That's
for
crazy.
5 years. So that's very likely. And if we count all the other podcasts we've done together, it's easily over 500 episodes. But thank y'all for supporting, watching, listening, whether you're on Apple Music, Spotify, Patreon, YouTube. I don't think many people are on like the other ones, Google Listen or whatever they're
Google Play.
Google Play.
What do you mean?
I just when I check the stats on those, they'd be like, "Hey, what you doing in here, man? We had a listener.
Turn the lights off, man."
We had a listener here, so we truly appreciate you guys. And I'm not saying we appreciate the Patreon more, but
we do.
A little bit.
Yeah, we do.
Because this podcast would have hit 4 years in about 7 months.
And then we've been like,
there's the thing.
Farewell. It's time to say goodbye.
So shout out to y'all for keeping the party going, keeping the lights on, keeping the building paid for.
Amen.
So God bless you. All right. Any church announcements?
I see y'all in Lexington on
Lexington Tutsi
on June 21st at Soul Feast. Where is it in Lexington? I don't know, but look for the black people with food.
Oh, also Latoria Willis Thomas is the reason we thought about that, and we forgot one. Vibrators.
Oh,
that's the one that she said she randomly shouts out. Vibrators.
Vibrators. There is a lot of stupid stuff that we have started here. Yes. That makes
even no bangers sense. Bangers bangers.
Yes,
that episode that was mm-hmm. Ooh, I don't even remember, maybe 2020. That was so long ago, new listeners don't even know why we do that.
The fact that
I can't remember the name of that
theme
family.
Song comes from that. Here's another
banger for you.
Here's another one.
I saw him at a BET event. That nigga sing good. Darius Dixon. Dixon is his stage name.
Yeah, no, he sang down.
I knew, but I'd never seen him live. I had seen videos of him live, but I'd never seen him live with my own eyes. Mm-hmm. He's fantastic. But man, bangers, bangers, bangers. That was some YouTube family that mm-hmm. was just OD with the stuff. Yeah. Man, I'd be burnt out if I had to make that content.
Oh,
they got to be way on, almost like cartoonishly on.
Yeah, when they record, they're like, hey, guys. I can see you doing like it, Kevin.
Oh, my God. What's up, y'all? It's your boy, Chips Ahoy.
You could do it. You do it
but
now.
But I think I'd be tired.
Yeah, you would.
I do a
you
little.
You would turn off completely.
I do a smaller version of it, but I can't do that.
You would be intolerable if that was absolutely having to be your performance. The real you would just be like,
and I would just be,
you would be at the end of the party, Kev, all the time.
Yeah, and at Josh's party I did good.
You did.
Josh's
actually
party was early in the day. A homie of mine invited me to his son's birthday. That thing said 10 a.m to 1 p.m I said, get me back to the baby's parties. 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., baby, I'm going to be good all up and through there.
That's fantastic.
Them adult parties until the moon of werewolves are coming out at night.
We went home by 8:30, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm talking about them parties that be till 10 and 11.
They don't start till 8?
Nah,
oh, yeah,
man.
No, pack that up.
Nah, I remember when I was at Essence and somebody was like, our party starts at 11, 12. Don't get cracking until 12:30. Ends at 3. I was like, nigga, that's tomorrow.
I went to a party with Brisha at 1 a.m. from Essence, and I was like, this is so crazy.
It's so interesting because young Kev, I used to stay out, like, you know, like Zay Zay. He's 2, 3 a.m. when he goes out. And I used to be, like, easily stayed up in college. I could stay up till 2, 3 a.m., get up at an 8 a.m. class. Yeah. I didn't sleep good last night. I had some coffee and I didn't have enough to eat. I was jittery. I woke up thirsty. I didn't sleep good.
Boy.
Oh.
Poor baby.
But I had an idea in my head too that I think I didn't sleep good. Because if I ever have an idea, if I don't get it all the way out, I can't even sleep.
Oh,
it was the Lord came to me and was like,
put it all up in
that Patreon started going down again.
Oh, no.
Once it started going down,
you're like, what can I do next? What's the thing? Here's the thing. Ain't enough. So what is the thing?
I've been thinking for a while about how to do it. I'm going to tell you about it, too. But anyway, and then I didn't sleep good. And I was like, it's been a long time since I ain't been in the bed. I was trying to watch Love Island with Liz. That show comes on a lot.
That's what we were just talking about.
It only
about.
Takes it. Well, you know, I mean, so I've seen. It only has 2 days off a week.
That's
another new episode tonight. But that episode tonight.
How long does the show run?
For like 3-ish weeks. Oh, so they're like about 30% of the way into the season, and it's in real time, like American.
Yeah,
Hulk.
So the editors must be like.
Yeah, the editors have to.
I don't understand how this.
No, I think a lot of it is just. I don't want to say live cutting because it's not, but they. I mean, because they use all those PTZ cameras, right? The little robot ones.
Yeah. How they have them like stationed around
their house.
I think
they're editing in real time, but they're also having to write the story in real time too.
That's what I'm concerned with. Like,
because they got
a story editor has to comb through and be like, oh, here's, you know, well, let's go Huda and whatever. It's so interesting to me.
5 to 6 weeks.
So it's basically the summer. a good portion of the
basically
summer.
Basically the summer, which is interesting, though, because Fiji, this is not their summer. But no. I digress.
Do you watch?
70-some degrees, no.
And they take 2 days off a week.
Yeah, Wednesday and Saturday or something. I
think, that's so weird.
They have their own lingo. Pull you for a chat is like a big part of the show. Making breakfast.
The couple
almost broke up over literally over pancakes.
Well, he was making two.
He made pancakes, and then the other girl got some, and Huda was, she was livid.
You
got
to pray for Huda, though. Keep her in your
prayers. Yeah, she's going to be the one that has the reality show career. You can see if people hate you and you have that much, like, if your name rises to the top, you're the one that makes, you get to be on Villains and
I don't know.
So wait a minute. Somebody got mad about pancakes.
Literally, Angel. That. So these two are angle. Closed off.
You call me Angle. I just want you to know. It's the lisp. No, that's not a lisp.
No, my tongue got in the way.
Okay, couldn't have.
But that was an accident. Huda and Jeremiah were closed off. Okay, it's a big deal in Love Island Town. Hold on. This is my hello. Huda and Jeremiah, I thought they were closed off. The chat is saying they're not.
According to her, they were.
Yeah, it seemed like they were closed off.
This is the episode of the crash out.
Closed off means you don't go and kiss the others. Also, quick aside, these niggas be kissing.
Oh, my God.
I mean, just, I'm going to kiss you. Let me pull you for a chat. I was just talking to my man, but I'm talking to you now. Let me kiss you. Then there's a challenge. The one black girl,
oh my god,
she kissed like seven people
back to back,
and they was all like, I want to kiss you. Then another guy came up, they was all like kissing. I mean, it'd be me and Melissa always have this conversation. I almost get like sweaty palms from how much I could not do a show like that. Everything I can't kick game.
Yes, you can.
I can't kick game.
Yes, you can.
I'll be over there popcorning. And I wouldn't be
that's gonna get the girls.
Don't kiss me in front of the world.
Oh, they're going to kiss you.
I'll be like, get me off the island. Vote me off. Recouple me. Get me out of here. No. I would rather be at home watching old episodes of The Office than to be on here kissing.
So wait, but pancakes.
Angel.
So
making them breakfast is a huge deal.
It's a tradition in the show where the person you're coupled up with, you make them breakfast. However, but people that got the split decision of, I don't know who I really want to be as my number one, they start making two breakfasts.
Oh, that's what he did.
Okay, now
I wasn't paying full attention. He gave pancakes to two people.
I wasn't either. It was just on.
You know what? They wouldn't have this problem if they had Green Chef.
They sure would it. You better be in your BAG.
I love the summer. You understand? Something about it just makes me feel my best. So what better time to create healthy meal habits that last? What better time to get Green Chef, the number one meal kit for clean eating? Green Chef makes it easy to spend less time in the kitchen and more time enjoying summer. And with their new Heat and Eat meals, enjoy a delicious, wholesome meal in just 3 minutes. Perfect for supporting your wellness journey, Green Chef recipes feature fresh, organic, seasonal produce and 100% responsibly sourced proteins to help you feel your best. Green Chef's real ingredients, real clean ingredients, help you build lasting, healthy habits without the hassle. Enjoy salads ready in just 5 minutes, protein-filled breakfasts, or nutrient-rich smoothies to fuel your day. Green Chef is ready to nurture your nutritional habits and needs. With 80-plus dietitian-approved weekly meal options, Green Chef makes it easy to find meals that fit your lifestyle. Pick from Mediterranean, gluten-free, plant-based, and protein-heavy. Even gut and brain health and calorie-smart choices, too. The recipes change every week, and with week-to-week flexibility, you can adjust your plan to match your mood and your schedule. I really do love Green Chef. I have used it multiple times. And especially when you're not trying to be thinking about how to eat healthier, just have Green Chef tell you how to do it. And you just whip that up in the kitchen. Make this summer your healthiest yet with Green Chef. Head to greenchef.com/50SK.
50SK.
And use code 50SK.
50SK.
To get 50% off your first month. That's 20% off for 2 months for 2 months with free shipping. That's code 50SK.
50SK.
At greenchef.com/50SK.
50SK.
Yep.
Okay, y'all have put straw in the chat for the last 2 weeks. I don't know what you want.
I did not watch it.
I didn't see it either. I watched Tony's spoiler field review. Here's what I want to say. At this point, people complaining about Tyler Perry movies do not like the cold and are going to Antarctica and saying it is cold here. I don't know what you think is going to happen. The man told y'all what type of movies he gonna make. He makes them. You complain about them. People watch them. They get viral. They are parodied. They go to number one. People complain about the writers and the time. It took 4 days. Taraji was in 4 days. How can he keep doing this? Black people deserve more. Well, at least he gives people jobs. He made a lot of billionaires. He don't pay the writers. We don't like the art. Critics don't like it. He don't care what critics say. He makes it for his certain people. They like it. I can't get me off the hamster wheel.
You think people were asking us to talk about it because they thought that they had negative?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know, I was shocked. A lot of people I know liked it.
They did. I seen this TikTok I posted. This grandma was having full blown crying fits at this movie. Apparently, she does this to all these movies. Mel Mitchell said her mom was crying hard. Sure. One consensus is Taraji P. Henson's. Even people who don't like the movie, everybody seems to like her performance and her believability.
And let me correct what I was saying. Not that I was surprised that people liked it. The people who said they liked it, I was surprised they liked it. So I was just like, I'll give it a try. Denora liked it. Quinn liked it. There was somebody else.
Denora's Walter.
She texted and Quinn's me. Walter? She was like, I don't know what people's Walcott. Problem is.
I mixed them up.
Yeah, you did. I just went with it.
I was like, that's not, they don't have the same last name. Like, but they have the first three letters like, is the
just,
same.
That's just a new name.
So Denora is her reel share, she shares reels that are very funny that I have not seen, probably more successful than anybody else.
That is her contribution to content because she's not going to make any content.
She ain't going to make it.
No. She got a mental block when it comes to that. I'd be like...
And well, she's so talented.
And very funny.
And she can play the djembe.
She plays the cajon.
That's it. She can sing.
She can do a bunch of things act. Very well. She's
so funny. And she won't make that video.
She won't make a video. She won't even post a photo. We were taking a group picture in my house one day. Marcus said, for no one to ever see it.
Remember, pictures were used to be kept for yourself.
Yeah, well, that's the only person that's going to see them photos. People, and she'll send them to me every now and again when it's been like a year or two. You remember this? I'm like, I do, friend.
I didn't see it. I did watch the first episode of Divorced Sisters, by the way.
Did you? I still have not.
I was invited to the premiere.
Yes, you told me. You said
For which of the things?
Divorced Sisters.
I ain't going to hold you. Had a great time. Kadeen and Drea. Is a great actress. I liked it. There was I don't know how to say this without spoiling it, but I just say I enjoyed it. I don't know what y'all want me to say, and I haven't seen it. I'm watching. I started this show, Mobland.
Oh, I heard Paramount. That was really good.
Boy, you give me some British gangsters, and I'm in every time.
Paramount has the shows.
I was looking for the show you was talking about, Linus.
Mm-hmm.
Mobland was rated higher than that, so I said
it's newer.
I was like, now Josh told me that Linus was crazy.
Mobland just came out this year, I believe.
Okay, because I was super bored the other day, and I was like, let me check it out because it had Tom Hardy, Pierce Brosnan, and Helen Mirren.
And Mobland, so it's the British people?
British gangsters.
They just talking with that accent they just the whole time?
I think, actually, Pierce Brosnan and them people is Irish gangsters. But their enemies are British gangsters. And Tom Hardy's in it. He's obviously British. But he's on the Irish people's team.
Yeah, he seems like he'd be out more.
You think you can... You take me for the piss, innit?
You think it, yeah.
You think you own only 3 pounds.
Yeah, I'm into it. Me and Marcus watched Mission Impossible.
Oh, Final Reckoning?
Well, first we watched 7. We never saw number 7.
7 was okay.
What's 7?
The
is
one
that the first part of?
Yes.
I don't like.
They were early on AI though.
I don't like the entity as a villain. That's the same villain in Fast and Furious.
Well, here's the issue: is that the villain stopped talking and being a part of it the last hour of the movie. I was like, where's
the... About the most recent one or the first
the
one?
The most recent one. Villain they said, we ain't out. Got time to be having screens for it to be somewhere percolating in
they
the background.
They didn't even cut back to the entity after they had the conversation.
They said, Latino man, you just going to be the villain to represent all of this. Because
just
we ain't got
keep
time.
Him! But I liked him!
They lean too much on his history in the series, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
It was... there was.
I'm going to give you this.
My favorite moment is when... I think his name is Gabriel.
Yeah, Gabriel.
He falls in the truck. He's like, Ethan!
Yes.
What's your favorite Mission Impossible?
Ooh, good questions.
If you think I can remember what any of them damn movies were about before the last two I just watched this weekend, you have not met me in the 5 years
really?
We've worked together.
Oh, no. What were your thoughts on The Final Reckoning then?
The Final Reckoning, let me tell you, having Tom Cruise hang onto the side of a plane with his teeth as it flips over, I said, now come on, y'all. Man. Stop being so fucking ridiculous.
They said he passed out up there.
I bet. It was so much, and they make the scene so long. I said, we get it. He's a 60-year-old man in phenomenal shape. Most people in their 30s can't do this. We get it. Let's go.
Do you know how much that nigga got paid for that?
It's going to be disgusting.
That
usual.
I'd be, I'm sure.
$200 million.
Oh, my nipples.
He was like half of the $400 million budget.
Right.
They were saying this movie is going to have like a $300 million deficit because of the budget.
He got paid as an actor.
I think they barely cleared 4.
He got paid as an actor and a producer.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, let me double check it. Oh, this thing says 100.
Look up how much he's made from the series.
Oh, man, it's a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
He's made $100 million a couple times on the movie. I heard he got paid $100 million as an actor and $100 million as a producer, and half of the $400 million budget was him.
Tom Cruise is earning.
And you know how fast you would do this if they were handing you.
That was also when he started running after one of the planes. I said, stop it.
The movie's over, man. I literally said in my head, the movie's over. You're not chasing no plane. And why are the other planes? Spoiler alert. Why is the other plane? Where were you even going?
Yeah, what was your job? And then also, I was like, Gabriel, why are you trying to kill him? You still need the device.
You need the thing. And you mean to tell me the pickpocket girl could catch the whole internet like this? I said, this is about as unbelievable as Armageddon.
What was her line? It's all timing or something?
Yeah.
Like that. But then also, I'm like, why are you punching the pilots? You get up there. Well, nigga, who driving now?
That man can fly a plane, fly a helicopter. He can outrun a motorcycle. Ethan Hunt should be dead a million times.
When he had to run to save Ven Rhames. When he had to run to try to save him, I said, oh, that nigga did.
Ven
I knew.
Rhames.
What's his name?
That's Tubi version. That's Mission Possible.
Ven Rhames. As soon as I saw Ven Rhames show up in the movie, I said, well, that nigga going to die.
Listen, said the same thing. Oh, this is his movie. He's not gonna make it.
And then when they realized he was gone, and I said, he's not gonna make it. Why doesn't he have a scooter by now?
And they be getting him in handcuffs. It never mattered. He getting out of that stuff.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
My favorites are 3 and Ghost Protocol. That scene, the opening scene with him and rest his soul, Philip Seymour Hoffman, when he's counting to 10. And he's going to kill Michelle Monaghan, maybe, I think.
You better have a good memory. Nigga, I don't know.
It was so good. But I remember the first Mission Impossible I really enjoyed. That man is in it from the first one, the guy who built the thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was great. They made it very diverse. They were like, we're going to have an indigenous person.
Yes.
We're going to have an Asian woman. Yes. A black guy that don't even remember his name.
Why he even went with them?
Because he had curly hair.
He was a cop. angel. And he was.
But he believed. He was like, I gotta fight the entity. And crazy white man, you're not really. You're not on the side. He's not. Of truth.
And then at the end, he was like, I'm going to go with y'all. Why? Why would you choose death? Nobody asked you to do
it. Oh, you talking about what the... He said, the end, I'm not going to be helping the server. I don't care if I'm not.
I'm not going in there with certain death.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be in the server.
Ain't nothing finna blow up over here. I don't even know y'all like that.
What I know I can do, or like that. I can go. Does that help it?
I turned to Zaza and said, why is he with them? He was like, I don't know. He just was like, I just kind of want to be with y'all. Yeah. Also, unrelated but related, we made our kids watch 5 Heartbeats to increase their blackness. Mm. When I tell you, them boys was like, JoJo about 30 minutes in was like, this movie sucks.
Yeah.
I didn't realize how much nostalgia plays a role.
Yeah, I never wanted to go back to that movie.
I went back to it and I said, huh. Mm. You know what? I do love this movie. But if you're watching it for the first time.
Yeah, it's not giving what you think it gave.
I said, they were like, why are y'all making us? Because certain movies, they're like, oh, Friday, they got Harlem. You know, a lot of movies they got. But 5 Heartbeats, they were like, mm-mm. What is this? And we probably should have went Temptations first so they realized what kind of genre it is. Anyway, I'm making this video later today. That scene where Flash quits the group while they're accepting an award and announces a new album, announces the name of the album. Mm-hmm. Just awful. And them running over the manager with a garbage truck. I said, man, what was... I had forgotten a lot of things that, because I remember the parts that I remember, you know, my office hour from 9 to 5. I didn't remember their manager getting run over by a garbage truck. That was oddly convenient.
Remember the movie.
Angel, go watch it again.
I don't want to.
So anyway.
That's what I do know. I remember I don't want to watch it again.
Moving on. This is totally random, Angel, and I know I threw this in the docket late. I just have to I have to share this with you because I saw this morning. You might not have seen it. This is a tweet I saw. I know some of us know this Courtside Kenny, a WNBA person I follow. I know some of us know how cornflakes were an anti-masturbation tool created by Kellogg, but I did not know that that's also the case for the graham cracker. Saw a Ted Ed video on it, crazy. And I said, I'm sorry, some of us know what? So I watched the Ted Ed video on it. I'll read you her tweet, then I'll explain to you. She said, people didn't know. Kellogg was basically a cult leader. They were like Puritans, I believe. And his premise was that a diet too sugary.
The name Kellogg.
The name Kellogg. The guy who started Kellogg's. They were like Puritans.
I thought we were talking about the cornflakes. I was like, this is a stretch. But yeah, right, no. I'm following.
Kellogg makes cornflakes.
No, I get it. I'm following
anti-masturbation cereal. Mm-hmm. So basically, I watched the whole Ted Ed version of it. The guy who made the graham cracker believed that Americans' diet, alcohol, and basically delicious foods, the more you have that, the more you'll want to explore things sexually. He believed that even within marriage, because of delicious food with spices, people want to have more sex than that's necessary. He believed a married couple should only have sex once a month. And he believed that if you had a diet of bland food and mostly vegetables, it would tame those base desires. So he made graham bread, which was like... What's their number? F.
Oh, 2520?
2520.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were trying to come up with the
color cord.
The RGB.
Yeah. It might be 0000. He said he made graham bread, which is basically yeast, flour, and a pinch of salt. And he was like, if you just eat this basic bread, then y'all won't be wanting to have all that crazy sex. And graham crackers, along with cornflakes, are so basic because if y'all will just eat this, then you will tame those sexual desires and you shouldn't be masturbating. So here's a piece of graham bread. And then somebody basically made graham bread very thin. And that's how we got the graham cracker.
For people who, graham crackers are fire. I don't know what he messed up.
Well, apparently, people believe that the current version of graham crackers he would not agree with because they're sweet. And I was like, I ain't never had no... I love graham crackers.
Right. I guess it was a protest.
Yes.
Yeah, somebody was like, I had to sugar back to that shit. Because we fucking tonight.
And they're part of the people behind the whole prohibition movement. Those are the people who led the prohibition movement.
Of course they did.
And this is, but here's what I believe. And I don't know these people personally. Obviously, they're dead and white. I believe that simply restricting your feelings don't make you not feel them. You mean to tell me I get coochie on 12 days a year? Mine own? What the hell is the point of getting married if I'm only having 12 more times sex than a non-married person? I might just be a full-on heathen eating straight sugar out the pack.
I just don't understand. Why did he think sex was so bad? Maybe he had really bad sex and he was like, why is this?
If you're thinking about making a bread that tames your desires, you missionary only. Yeah. And missionary has its place.
He might have been with the animals.
And you know, them white men, they went in, you know.
They said that's how those diseases started.
Yes. Yeah. With the animals. He was over there smashing manatees.
Oh, my God.
Manatees. No, it was just a sheep.
No, them too. But Columbus and them saw manatees, thought they were mermaids, and was going peening manatee butt.
That, you know how hard you have to fight a manatee to get
they was your taking manatee coochie.
Oh, knocked it out.
They were taking manatee coochie from them.
They weren't fighting anybody. They were pillaging everybody. Men, women, manatees, whatever they can
in their crosshairs.
What the hell is wrong with y'all? They was like, oh yeah, I like that slidey. I want that slidey cooch.
And yeah, and they brought all these diseases to.
Have you seen 40-year-old version?
Mm. Yeah.
Remember Seth Rogen's character was like, yeah, we went to Tijuana and you saw like a woman smash a horse. And you thought, oh man, this is great. And then we see it, it's just like, this is actually kind of terrible, man. I actually feel bad for the woman and the horse because that horse is just really giving it to her, man.
No.
Just really giving it to her. And then Steve Carell's like, I really wanted an egg salad. So I spent all day getting the ingredients, you know, the eggs and the relish, and I chopped them all the accoutrements.
That's one of my favorite.
And then at the end of the day, I didn't have any bread. Just didn't feel like getting
I love Kevin Hart in that movie too.
He was good.
Kevin Hart took that one scene and it was one of the most, it's probably up there right under Kelly Clarkson. You're saying a lot of words, I don't understand, so I'm gonna take it as disrespect. First of all, watch your mouth. I'm coming for both of y'all. he auditioned for Romany Malco's character.
Yep.
But Steve Carell really carried that movie. That is it Romany? Romany Malco's character. So anyway, I just want to share that with y'all. I can share the YouTube video, but I actually watched a 5-minute explanation on how.
So cornflakes, Kellogg's cornflakes,
yeah,
are supposed to keep your sexual desires down.
Yes, he believed a base diet that did not include spices or sugars, it was mostly vegetables and bread, and no flavor would help tame. You want to play the video?
He said, F all that, I'm going to make Frosted Flakes. I don't understand where the balance is.
Because that's what's wrong with y'all. Y'all eating delicious foods all the time, and y'all don't understand. I'm going to play it for y'all because I don't want to be gatekeeping information that is so important.
Is it?
Yes, Angel.
I don't know.
Angel, you need to know. That nigga's name is Graham. That's why they're called Graham Crackers, and he was white.
That's selfish.
All right, here we go. I'm not going to pay it all. It's only like 2 minutes you'll get it. And all to him I owe. Sin has left the premises. He wants me. White Earth Joe. Sorry, but when you say Jesus paid it all, I got to go in there and remind them. Jesus paid it all. All come to him, on. Joshy. Sin has left the crimson stain. Come on, Joshy. Sin has left the crimson stain. Sin has left the crimson stain. He washed me down, down. He washed me down. Okay, now we'll watch these whites. Why don't Angel?
It was the early 1800s, and Presbyterian minister Sylvester Graham believed Americans had a big problem, not just with their bodies, but with their souls. He argued that overindulgence was fueling their baser desires, making them immoral and oversexed. To curb this corruption, Graham and fellow puritanical reformers advocated for food they thought could curb a variety of appetites. Following the American Revolution, things like excess alcohol use were increasingly perceived as blights on social order and civic virtue in a budding nation. The 19th century Christian temperance movement encouraged abstinence from alcohol, eventually leading to federal prohibition. But some branches of the movement promoted even more extreme restraint across the board. These reformers had some special areas of interest, including the bedroom. According to Graham, even divinely ordained marital sex could fall into harmfully excessive territory if it happened more than once a month. And like certain Enlightenment philosophers a century before him, Graham considered the so-called solitary vice of masturbation even more hazardous. He claimed it inflamed the brain and depleted the body's energy, causing everything from nervous disorders to stunted growth. To address this issue and others, Graham recommended...
Stunted growth? You done beat that meat?
And then can't grow no more.
That's why I'm 6 foot. I ain't beat that meat enough.
Oh, wow. Measures
included. Joshy?
I'm just a short Mexican. What's up, my father?
Your dad is so handsome, by the way. Your dad is so handsome, and your mom is beautiful. That's... I saw Joshy's little baby. He played football. He was cute.
All the little baby pictures were so cute.
He was cute as a button with his little cheese.
They are literally going to give birth to an actual literal angel.
That babies might have wings.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
And it won't be weird.
Yes, yes.
The baby might be gold.
Yes, it was, but actual rosy cheeks.
You guys, they're little baby pictures.
It was told a tootie.
Plenty of sleep on hard mattresses, regular bathing with cold water, and fresh air, even in frigid temperatures. But one of his major points of focus was diet. He thought Americans were consuming decadent, flavorful food and drink that threw their bodies out of balance, weakened their self-control, and aroused un-Christian passions. So, to suppress their supposedly hyperactive libidos, Graham advocated for a vegetarian diet of whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. And it needed to be bland.
So you get it. What? Here's my... This is what I don't understand. I obviously, I'm 270. I love good food. I have never eaten something so good that I'm just like, I want to have crazy sex. Really? Because this, well, what's that restaurant, Joshy, in New York that got the good sandwich that they be yelling at?
Cats Deli.
They got a great pastrami sandwich. I never had a sandwich and I was like, man, anal.
Oh, why do you always go to butt?
Well, because he's saying the better y'all eat, the crazier y'all get. Regular stuff ain't enough no more. But I don't get the Cat's Deli because on your first trip, I don't know if you've ever been, they give you like a few slices of pastrami. Oh, you don't eat red meat.
Correct. Or pork. So that would be.
Okay, well, imagine it was like a good chicken sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Or tenders. And it's your first time.
If you're used to like turkey slices in the deli meat, these are like tri-tip thick slices of pastrami.
Mm-hmm.
Just in abundance, just excess.
Just buttery goodness. But my point is, or sweet potato pie or a burger. I've never been like, man, I want to have sex.
The food ain't bussing because good food make me bust it open. Mm. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the good food.
Good food in and of itself is a good experience to me.
Oh, yeah.
I like to eat a good food.
Oh, I do too.
Good food and sex are separate parts of my brain.
Put them together. It's so good. That's what makes vacation good. You go on vacation, you stay someplace nice, you eat good food, you have good sex.
Right. I agree. Yeah. But to me, the food and the sex are separate parts of a good. It, I like to also go on an ATV ride, but I've never been like vroom vroom. Also, I want a sandwich now.
You don't have the horny trinity, okay? Oh. You need place, good food, good sex.
It's in the name horny of the place.
Trinity, yes. Mm. Yeah, that's what they missed out on. That's part.
What that man was trying to say.
Yes, but he forgot. That it's not the food alone. Don't do it. That's why I didn't really curb anything or do anything. You got to be someplace boring with responsibilities.
Yeah.
Eat regular ass bread, and then you're not gonna have sex. Don't nobody want you.
And low key, if I just was eating bland, actually, maybe he's right. Because if I was just eating crackers and graham bread was wheat flour, water, and a little salt. If I just have that to eat and vegetables all day, I might be like,
you probably hate your life.
I would. I wouldn't want to do. You can't beat your meat with your hands all rough from the salt.
That's true. A saltine.
That's not gonna do nothing. What? It doesn't work well that way.
In that way, or having a good meal, I'll be like, man, I want to keep the party going.
Yes, exactly.
Open up them legs. I'm still hungry.
Bust it. What he really needed was therapy, and therapy is something that I absolutely love, especially when it is convenient. You understand? Because mental health will be the thing that keeps you from really either executing the things you want in life or kind of giving up, to be honest. Well, telehealth has made mental health care more convenient and accessible for millions of people. However, critical challenges like finding a suitable therapist, scheduling appointments, and the expensive out-of-pocket costs still keep many from getting the care they need. Rula is on a mission to make high-quality mental health care from a licensed professional easy and affordable for everyone. Rula's got you covered. They take most major insurance plans, and the average copay is only $15 per session.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You can now get the quality care you need when you need it at a price you can afford. Rula isn't just affordable. They stick with you throughout your journey, making sure you get the best therapy and that you're making progress. With Rula, every provider is carefully vetted and chosen for their expertise. You'll always know you're in the hands of a quality provider who's dedicated to making real progress in your care. The first step on your journey to mental well-being is easy. Rula starts by asking you a few questions about what's important to you and then provides a list of licensed in-network providers who match your preferences. You can schedule your preferred time and meet your therapist as soon as the next day. Go to Rula.com/SK
SK
to get started today. That's RULA.com/SK for convenient therapy that's covered by insurance. Thousands have already started trusting Rula to support them on their journey towards improvement, improved mental health, and overall well-being. Head over to Rula.com/SK to get started today. After you sign up, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them our show sent you. Go to RULA.com/SK and take the first step towards better mental health today. You deserve quality care from someone who cares. Thank you, Rula.
All right. Shout out to our sponsors. Support them. You support us. All right. Did y'all see that pastor that said horse hair should stay on a horse's behind? Of course you did not. Patreon put me on this.
You can't have braids if you work in a hospital. You're standing there trying to give the patient an IV and your hair's dropping in their mouth. They can't breathe. Their eyes aren't open. They're chewing on your hair. I don't know what happened to them. You can't have braids and false hair, horse hair in the hospital. Horse hair don't belong in the hospital. Horse hair don't belong in the restaurants. Horse hair don't belong in the schools. Horse hair don't belong in the... Horse hair belong on the horse's ass. That's where it belongs. Don't belong on your head. Horse hair belong on the horse's ass. That's where I belong. Don't belong on your head.
Mm. Angel has a black woman. I would love to hear your thoughts first.
I'm telling you, the original niggas with mics are pastors. The OGs of... Niggas with mics are pastors. Just up there wasting them damn people's time talking foolish. wasting their time.
Oh my God.
Like, what the hell are you even talking about? What? Why are you talking? Like, for real. Like, somebody come get your granddaddy up out of that damn pulpit. And really, really thought he was giving some sort of, like, horse hair belong on a horse's ass. No longer in a hospital. That's where you're going to be at here soon with your old ass. That's where you're going to be.
Oh.
The whole thing of.
Oh, God.
One, why is that even.
That's what I want to know.
Why is that even a thing you're talking about? And why do you think that women have horse's hair in their head? Let's start there.
First of all, when Shannon Sharp said that, I said, oh, you done aged yourself. It ain't been horse's hair for the majority of people for many years.
I haven't heard that since I was very young.
It's 92. That came, horse's hair was like, yo mama's so fat, she sat on a quarter and squeezed a booger out of George Washington's nose. It's been that long ago. I would love to hear the full message because where in the Bible did you, I want to know what drove him to even have that as a talking point. Maybe what could you have been preaching about? Yeah, I got the braids in the hospital.
Hospital.
Did the braids drip into someone's drink at the hospital? What triggered you to say that?
Could be a mistress that had braids and he didn't like it.
Hair. It was so...
Hospital. You can't have braids. You can't have braids at the jail. You can't braids in the trainer's horse's hair. What?
Where... First of all, why? Just why? Why? Shout out to Patreon because that missed that TikTok. Now, the TikTok I did see is Keith Lee. Did you see this?
Oh, we're going to do it today. We're doing that today.
He got a whole
TikTok dance
trend.
And he killed that thing.
That little scoot to the side.
Yes.
I said, Keith, you better do your. He's a dancing somebody.
I know. Keith started off dancing on TikTok.
Dancing, eating, and beating the brakes off of niggas. And he don't feel hungry no more.
No more.
Oh, my God. But anyway, that speaking of fighting, another thing that y'all sent us is the fight in the church.
Horses hell! I'm sorry.
Separate church, I imagine. Looked like somebody walked down James on the drums. There wasn't enough. Did you see it? There wasn't enough context in the video. Watch the organ. Watch it.
I can't stand church people. Jesus. Meet me outside. You can find him in there. Jesus. Call Jesus. Let me tell you who ain't there. Jesus. Let me tell you who's not there. Jesus ain't there. Jesus ain't there. Jesus! Jesus!
I imagine Jesus looking over heaven like,
right.
Why are y'all calling me for that nonsense?
These are not my people.
What? Put my glasses on. Oh, no. I'm not going to answer that.
Jesus was Peter. Not in there.
Call Peter. Peter came. I'm not going to be dealing with this. Boy, I'm Big JC. What? He has to be annoyed.
Oh, I know.
Why are you?
He's sick of us.
What if Jesus showed up right now? What y'all going to do besides be embarrassed? Mm-hmm. Now y'all down here fighting in the church. There's 18 niggas in there total. Church is big as this room.
Man, the organist was like,
the organ held the cord. The organist held the cord. It was like, oh, they don't pay me enough for this. Not for no $200 of service.
The way he scooted past them people.
They don't, he got another service that to play at.
Listen, and who? Why did the man who was beating the dude then finally say, meet me outside? What? You could have started with that. You didn't interrupt the people. And the pastor's still in the mic. Jesus. 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 I'm going to need us to have something else.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You better run it down and back up. Nigga, I heard it. I don't get why when we're in church, we have no other like our regular vocabulary stays in the car.
They don't say, hey, stop it. Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
At the mention of his name, every knee shall bow and tongue proclaim.
And there was no knee bowing. No, there was bowls throwing, but no
Jesus
knee bowing.
Jesus was not there. He was not in the midst.
No. There was no, hey, cut that out. Cut it out. I'm calling the police. Police! That's what
police!
They...
Police! Help! Police!
I said, why can't they... Why are there no other words being said? Jesus is like, I did not do this.
No.
I didn't show up and do this. I didn't do none of this. Y'all being in here stupid.
Y'all being in here dumb. I don't want no parts of it now.
I can't stand
don't
it.
Don't call me for this.
Jesus!
Angel, you gonna slot right into church, brother. If you were in there playing, you wouldn't been able to tell who's serious and who's you.
Oh, no.
They'd be like, you right, Sister Takesley. Jesus!
Oh! Oh! Jesus! Ah! Ah!
Somebody walked by with the church finger.
It's okay, ma'am. It's okay, because service is now over.
There's no decorum left.
There's a fight happening.
There's no reason to do this. When niggas are fighting with symbols.
When this is happening, there's no need for this.
Go ahead and close it up. She's like, oh no, we gotta get this. Where are you going?
Yes, and the camera it's caught on. Who are y'all streaming to?
That's what I love God. And I believe you should try to spread the gospel. But there are certain people in my life. Y'all is streaming to four people. FaceTime them. FaceTime them and let's save the rest of this time. Call them all individually. FaceTime them and turn that phone around. There's no need for a media department if the entire viewing audience, one of those viewers is y'all streaming it. Right. So you're really down to three. Turn that, put this on an iPad, man, and let's save on the data and the YouTube. You wasting YouTube server space.
Wait a minute. Why for come? My mama, she had to preach in Alabama. And I'd be telling her, I'd be like, do not go. Stop. Stop going because you're spending money. And she was like, it's fine because they're close friends. And she said, Angel, they had her preach a revival the whole week. There was probably five people in there the whole week. And she said, where did all the members go? They were like, oh, they just watch it. On Facebook Live. I said, so you could have did this from your house, Mom.
Pull up Zoom. Matter
you could have done it.
Church is in the Holiday Inn lobby. Because if y'all not serious, I'm not. And matter of fact, it's during the day now when breakfast is happening.
Right.
Because if it's just four of us here, we can do this at a table. We can do this at lunch. I can tell y'all at lunch.
Absolutely.
I don't need no microphone. And we don't need to stream it.
I said you three-way
them people in.
From California to Alabama for a parent-teacher conference, basically.
You could have preached to the people on the plane. And you, the way that Moana girl was on there.
Outside, Josh.
The way that Moana girl had that thing.
Huh?
Is there a pin?
No.
Okay. Also, there was a black lady went viral. They let her sing on the mic on a plane. Mm-hmm. And somebody tagged me like, Kev, what you think about this? Get her on the no-fly list, too.
Take her off.
This ain't race-based.
Yeah, no.
No, I don't want to hear nobody singing on the intercom.
Yeah, they all are irritated.
If my grandma was on there singing John P. Key, Nana,
get her off.
Go to jail. You're
get
not.
Get her off.
Get her on the no fly list. You're taking trains, bucko. You're done.
You're done.
You're done here.
You're done. Trains and boats.
Trains and boats or walk, horseback, carriage. You've lost your flying privileges.
You better get your Tom Cruise on, is what we're saying.
You think I care about race?
I think people do. I think people feel like.
No, man. I don't want nobody on that mic.
This is for us to toast.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
She got some egg bites?
No, they're
cookies.
Hey, you can take your cookie home to Melissa.
No, it's not
me. Wait a minute. Why are you looking at me?
I was like, if nobody sees me eat it, did I really eat it? Because it's not going to make it.
It's not going to be warm when it gets home.
Oh, man. I didn't know Starbucks
sold cookies. There's cookies in here, man.
I didn't even know Starbucks sold cookies.
They do.
Is this new?
No. That's all the Nora.
They've had cookies for a long time?
Mm-hmm. The fat girl inside the Nora always is.
You can smell butter in this.
Mm-hmm. You can.
Take it on the list.
Mm-mm. Have you seen the videos where people try to lose weight? And they'll smell the thing they want and then, like, eat a celery.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. I'm not doing that shit.
I don't want to trick my body like that.
Smell celery and eat the thing.
And celery don't have that much of a smell.
I'm like,
you know what? They messed me up. I done smelled the thing and ate the barbecue chicken again.
I messed up. Hold on. Can we put this in the microwave for a couple of seconds? Mm. Kevin.
Jesus. At the mention of your name, every knee will bow and tongue proclaim. Jesus.
Jesus. I'm gonna be doing that all day.
Wait, there are white people saying Jesus paid it all? What y'all doing with it? Y'all finna mess it up. About to play it. Y'all better be doing right, because Kirk should have came up in here first.
Good.
Worship Circle. This is Jesus Paid All by Worship Circle.
Jesus!
This is a different version.
Yeah, I was looking for Kirk's version.
This is CCM version.
Yeah, I was about to say, why are we listening to this?
They love some smoky lights.
They whisper this song.
I'm out.
It says 52 million views.
You know what I'm doing?
You know what this sounds like? Rimicking y'all.
Hold on, Gene.
Rimicking them, set it out.
Gene said CCM version, Jesus relieved their debt.
Let me tell you what I'm doing at that moment. Cleaning out my purse in church. I'm like,
Now this. If y'all gonna go and steal some souls, you better have a banger like this. Because them niggas out here hit that.
Yeah, they
that
were.
Remy is the cruel angel.
Remy killed that.
That rocky road to Dublin. To Dublin.
You better know the song. Get it.
I got the soundtrack.
You're such a nerd, friend. Get it. Turn that shit up. Pow, 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 pow. Oh,
hey.
Nigga, Remy was getting off. He's gonna be on Genius doing this.
Oh, dope.
Miss Sinners?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get it, Angel! You going fast!
You got to! Pick it up! Pick it up! Pick it up!
Come on, Miss Sinners.
I'm on attack.
All right.
The perfect cartwheel.
Okay, put that to purr.
All right.
Welp.
Happy anniversary. anniversary, Kevin.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Summer Hours. Should have put this at the beginning.
I'll put it at the top.
Summer Hours officially begin next week. If you're not on the Patreon, you won't see no new episodes for 6 weeks, starting the week of July 30th through the week of August 4th.
You mean June 30th.
June 30th.
I was going to say, that doesn't start till next month.
Week of July, June 30th. There's 5 weeks in July, 1 week in August. We'll be back to two episodes. Well, I guess one episode main, starting August 11th. If you want to come back, hit the five.
Hit that five.
If you ain't got the five, or I guess it would be the 10, then you're going to wait.
Gin and Juice is off. All
Gin and Juice is off. Their last episode Monday.
Mm. Ooh, wow.
Oh, no. We got one more.
Somebody told me to do that. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another bang of fire. Fire. Here's another bang of fire. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.